This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A coalition of environmental groups has sued the Trump administration after it expedited permitting for a proposed copper and silver mine near Libby in far northwest Montana. Hecla Mining Company's Libby Exploration Project was fast-tracked for expedited permitting, but conservation groups say the proposed mine threatens an environmentally sensitive wilderness area. The expedited copper and silver mine is spearheaded by Coeur d'Alene-based Hecla Mining Company. The Libby Exploration Project, formerly known as the Montanor Mine, was among 10 mining projects added last year to the U.S. Forest Service's Fast 41 permitting dashboard. The addition came after President Donald Trump signed an executive order to increase mineral production, especially on federal lands. When the federal government greenlit the project last year, it claimed the proposed Libby Exploration Project would boost Lincoln County's struggling economy, while also providing the nation with essential minerals. But environmental groups have argued that the mine could drain water from a wilderness area home to threatened grizzlies, wolverines, and bull trout. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit are the Cabinet Resource Group, the Clark Fork Coalition, Earthworks, the Montana Environmental Information Center, Save Our Cabinets, meaning the Cabinet Mountains, and the Yaak Valley Forest Council. The suit was filed in federal court in Missoula last Tuesday by Earth Justice, a nonprofit environmental law organization. Mining in the Libby and Troy area of northwest Montana has come at a profound human cost, and so subsequent mining proposals have been met with doubt and increased scrutiny. The Libby Exploration Project was first proposed in the early 1980s. Soon after, a nearly horizontal 14,000-foot exploratory mine shaft, called an adit, was built to access the copper and silver deposits. Some estimates suggest there are 500 million ounces of silver and 4 billion pounds of copper beneath the Cabinet Mountains. Hecla's proposed plan involves drying the existing adit, which is about half filled with water, and extending it an additional 4,200 feet until it is directly above the deposit. The company also plans to build another 6,300 feet of tunnels to support its exploration. The project still needs a discharge permit from the state, but mine officials are optimistic it will be approved this year. Environmental groups, including those involved in the lawsuit filed last week, have argued that the government's permitting of the project was rushed and didn't consider how it would affect the wilderness above. The groups are especially concerned about what the expanded adit could do to surface lakes and streams. Montana State University is planning to build more on-campus housing in the next few years as the university's current housing is filled close to capacity. MSU's proposed new residence hall would add 250 to 300 beds, mostly for upperclassmen and single graduate students. MSU spokesperson Michael Becker says, "Our residence halls have, for about 10 years, been running at a capacity between 95 to 98% full. Building a new residence hall not only provides sophomores and above with exceptional housing opportunities on campus, but it gives us some flexibility in our campus housing space," said Becker. Record enrollment also has pressed MSU to provide more on-campus housing, with this fall and spring semester at MSU posting the most students of any Montana institution ever. The project will replace the West Side housing neighborhood, which is made up of small homes for graduate students and single-family students. The university has been phasing those homes out for years. The homes are 60 to 68 years old and past their usability, Becker said. Students currently living at West Side Housing who want similar housing have been offered other options, including Brannigan, McIntosh, and Paisley Court apartments. MSU will begin work this summer to remove old houses from the West Side site, clearing the area for the new residence hall. It'll be a few years before the new building opens. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.